Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Pony Developer Sync for September 17th, 2019. I'm Andy Turley. Can everybody else just introduce yourselves?
I'm Sean Allen.
I'm Theo Butler.
I'm Gord Tischer.
And I'm Andrew.
All right. Welcome, everybody. So let us start at the start, and do we have anything in RFCs this week?
I believe we need to.
You know what? I need to dump farther back, don't I?
Because 2 weeks.
Yeah, sorry about that. All right. Let me fire up my program again and get. So what was that?
The important thing is the date range to use. Is that a command line option or is that coming from an environment variable?
Oh, no.
Well, Sean, if you looked at the CLI package, you would know that it can be either one. The CLI package has this kind of nice feature where you can tell it to use a command line argument, but then it will also look for a environment variable with the program name underscore command line argument name. And so you can.
I know because it does the GNU thing, and the GNU thing is awful.
Well, I'm merely a messenger here.
A messenger.
Yep. All right. Hang on. Let me delete the old one then. And are you sure you want to delete this? Yes.
So on the RFC for LLVM command line options, I think we have a very clear winner on that. I'm going to leave a comment asking him if he can update it to list the others as alternatives on it, just update it and just to do option two is the primary thing with the others as alternatives that we decided not to do, and then we could actually merge it and accept it once he does that. Sound good?
Sure. Just to be clear for anyone listening along, that's the RFC
153. Yep. 153.
Okay.
Right. See, are you good with that?
Gordon? Yep.
Okay. Cool.
Okay, so that's the only thing we had in RFCs. Next up, PRs and Pony C. We have 3306, add Fanon example application for testing Thundering Herd workloads. 3306. Need a build failure.
Okay. Which number was that?
3306 in Pony C.
3306. And an example, what was the that fair failed, huh? What's up, App Bear?
Yeah, there's a linker of some kind. I can take a look at that on Windows.
Okay, so yeah, all right. Yeah, interesting. So yeah, hey, real error. All right, so is going to have the Windows failure. Okay, I have noted that.
All right. 3304, allow fields to be consumed sometimes.
Yes, hold on, wait. This failed. ARM release one. So that's that does fail from time to time. Probably not a, that. Yeah, that's our ARM thing that we haven't tracked down for where it fails sometimes. So not really concerned about that. Yeah, we really need to get Joe to Joe to take a look at this one. He's the best person to take a look.
Yeah.
I'll send him a message on Zula. Then whenever he has some time and he's not completely swamped with baby stuff, he can take a look.
Okay. Um, 3303, codify the pony min threads behavior. So
let's see, where did we get to with this? Okay. Okay.
Should this be labeled do not merge?
Yeah, and well, yes. It hasn't been approved by anyone. So let's see.
It's not even, is it, he's still kind of looking for feedback, right?
Uh-huh, yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think he thinks it's fairly complete. So the only question I have is whether, I don't know about the preventing min threads from being greater than physical cores. I think that's a good idea. I can't think of a scenario where it would be a good thing with how the runtime is put together to have more threads than CPU cores for scheduler threads, and that makes a lot of sense to me. I'm in favor of it, but wanted to see if anybody has any objection to that inclusion, because that one inclusion is not part of the original issue as it was put together. And I'm happy to give more background and details if anybody needs it.
I get why you're saying that. I get why it would probably be a bad idea, why it would almost certainly be a bad idea. Is that the kind of bad idea that we just want to flat out prevent?
So I would imagine the most likely case with this bad idea is that it's somebody when they set it up who don't really understand how the runtime works, right? Mm-hmm. And are going to hurt their performance. I cannot think of the scenario where somebody would benefit from this, right? Would benefit from setting the number of pony threads higher, pony scheduler threads, I want to be clear on that, pony scheduler threads, higher than the number of physical cores, or where that would work out in any way to be advantageous for them. And for the entire way that pony, the runtime is set up and how everything's supposed to work in order to get maximal performance, anything that somebody came up with where that could be advantageous is something that we should be looking at handling in some other fashion anyway, because it would point to a definitive failing with the runtime. What ideally should happen is that in a optimal pony program, which is running, then purely optimal, it should be able to use, it should be able to saturate, each scheduler thread should be able to, assuming there's enough work, be able to saturate a CPU core. If it can't saturate a CPU core, then in general, there's something wrong with the standard library or the user code where it's a person has put in some type of blocking or waiting operation, which is not supposed to be in Pony programs, which in general we'd want to avoid. And then it should also be able to, if there's not enough work to use all of the CPUs, then there's the stuff where it will scale the number of CPUs and usage down potentially all the way to zero while waiting for input to happen. I cannot think of a scenario other than oops, somebody introduced some like blocking of doing like sleep or something, which is then going to basically effectively take a CPU, a Pony scheduler out of service, where this could be advantageous. And even then, it's unlikely to be particularly advantageous because you could lock up the one that's on CPU 1, and there's no guarantee if you added two extra Pony threads that they're necessarily ever going to run on CPU 1. So yeah, in general, it seems like I think it's good to not allow it to be more than the physical cores.
I think I would agree.
The thing I would have on there is, do we want to have it be where it simply won't run and it says, hey, because you tried to give it more, or should it default to the max number? I like the it doesn't run so that you know that this is happening rather than it like through some informational message telling you something like, hey, I switched this to only using this number, or even actually just silently doing it. But that's my take. I just to point out as well, for a normal regular Pony program, if it was able to saturate CPU cores and you gave it additional Pony threads to use beyond the number of CPU cores that are available, then, and this would be the normal scenario, this is the most likely case, then whoever is doing this is actively hurting their performance. It will reduce the ability for their program to compute results or do anything else as fast as it possibly could.
Yeah, I mean, I think Dyn, if we're going to include this, then Dyn's refusing to run the program is probably the right answer. And document the hell out of it.
Because Pony no scale option, Pony returns can't be larger than Pony threads changed. Okay, no scale. No scale. This, oh, I like this. That's nice. The check there. He's got the check where he's checking to see if Pony min threads and Pony no scale are being used together, and then yeah, it exits out because they're mutually exclusive. That's very nice. Can't have Pony min threads greater than Pony threads. Right. Yes. Nice. So on the document the hell out of it, where Where do you think that should be documented?
Great question.
Currently, it's documented in just the command line args dash dash help, which probably isn't enough. The pull request, there's an options.c change.
Yep.
That's the only place that I can see.
I think I'm actually completely okay with it just being documented there, but given how this is currently documented. I think this actually would, in the performance cheat sheet, I think that this would actually be enforcing something that's in the performance cheat sheet. And we might want to update the performance cheat sheet to if it does say that you shouldn't set the number of the pony threads to more than the CPU count, that could be removed because it wouldn't allow it anymore. Andy, thoughts?
Do we document min threads anywhere else anyway? I mean, is pony min threads something that people would most likely find out about by either looking at the help list of options or from
the performance cheat sheet?
Or from the performance cheat sheet.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm actually going to look at the performance cheat sheet now. Let's see, watch your allocations, blah, 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 blah. Permitted session given, avoid boxing, avoid error. Watch the asynchrony, mind the garbage collector, the dead actor cycle detector. You may have too many threads. Maybe you have too many threads. Okay. So, there's an entire thing here in the performance cheat sheet about making sure you don't set your threads to more than your CPUs.
Okay. So
that should certainly be updated at any rate.
Yeah, that should be updated, and I guess note to self that at some point I think it might be nice to have some more documentation around the runtime options, but that's not something that we need to do for this PR. That's more just
me. You should probably also put it in the change log.
Yeah. I added a note that it should be added to the change log. So on line 175, the change the op threads equals zero and min threads is greater than CPU count. What is the op threads get set to zero when? When does that get set to zero? What's the scenario for that? I do not remember for the life of me.
Is that if you've not given a value? Is that like the default?
Yes. So yeah. If you don't do a pony threads, it's zero. Right. So that would be the max there. Okay. So, wait, no. Okay. So then in that case, I think this would actually be expanded, because what this is you can't set the min threads to more than the physical cores, but I don't think that's ever. Okay. So what we should ask Alex to do would be is that you can't set threads, period, to more than
you can't set threads to more than the number of cores, and then you can't set min threads to more than the number of threads, right? Which is slightly different than what he has.
Yeah, well, that feels... It's the same bad idea that you were talking about earlier, but
yeah.
Feels more restrictive when you put it like that.
Until I actually looked at it, that's what I thought it was actually doing.
Okay.
Was that I didn't really consider the fact that that it's just doing it for min threads but not for threads. Mm-hmm. So because otherwise what this would be, it'd be a little weird. I could set my threads to 2048 even though there's only six cores.
Yep.
But then it's going to scale it, but then it will scale it down to less, right?
Yeah.
So that's just really weird, you know. I think that would be totally confusing. So I'm going to leave a note asking him if he could for that slight change.
Okay. All right. Anything else on this one that we want to go over? Not, move on to the next one. 3289, simplify unmuting of Cinder's logic.
I believe that's the one that I have to take a look at when I get back from vacation. Isn't that what it says on there?
Probably. Scroll down to the end here. Yes, that is what it says. Welcome back from vacation, Sean.
Thanks. I need to take a look at that.
Okay. 3282, the add ability to specify maximum memory of a pony program is allowed to use.
We still have, more conversation to have around that.
Yeah, that is still ongoing. Okay. And 3234, build pony C using CMake. So still ongoing?
Yes, Gordon is still ongoing. Do you have any updates you want to give, Gordon?
I'm just gradually getting the CI working for that. So whenever I have a little bit of time, I make a change and fire off a build that fails, and then I...
Fair enough. Sounds good. Okay. So that's it for PRs on Pony C. We have four issues. 3305, compiler crash. The compiler crashes after a series of changes to my application that can be found here.
I'm going to add a needs investigation.
Yeah, I think that is the right thing to do.
Yep. And it could take...
Um, 3295, release 0.32.0. Expected release date is still September 28th,
29th.
John?
In theory, yes.
Okay, that's good enough. If you had a definitive reason to say no, we could update it otherwise. seems like a reasonable estimate.
At the moment, it would be it would be the only thing that would be going out is basically the rename maybe pointer to nullable pointer, but that's fine. Tiny release.
Okay. 3272 update release processes and release scripts to add new features.
Yep, that's just purely for me.
Bookkeeping, and then same with 3142, use vendor LLVM and Dockerfile.
Yep, that's those are both assigned to me, right?
Yep. Yes.
Yep.
Yes, they are. Okay, great. Then we have the last week in Pony on the PonyLang website.
I think that was just me bumping the date since something happened last week.
Yep. Okay. Sounds good. And okay, I guess I'll edit this thing since we bumped the date. I'll just.
Did we skip 3142 on PonyLang PonyC?
Possibly. Oh no, 3142, the use vendor LLVM and Dockerfile. Sean said that was bookkeeping. So
Sorry.
I don't think there's it's fine. I don't think there's anything we need to say about that beyond that. Unless you have something you want to say.
Nope, it was just I didn't catch that we got that far.
That's basically that's entirely in my court when I can pick stuff up like in a week or so. I'm going to do more work towards the, hey, let's start building with the vendored LLVM stuff. The biggest part of that one right there is that this would take friggin' forever to do if we ran it the way that we currently do, where the Docker images get built on Docker Hub, where something which would take much less time if we were running it on like CircleCI or whatever, takes forever there. So the first step towards this is going to be that I switch over to doing the builds of latest, the latest tag for PonyC to be done on CircleCI. Cirrus CI, and then we upload to Docker Hub from there. There's a little bit of work that needs to be done to make that happen. The other possibility for that might be to try using GitHub Actions for that, which looks like it might be a little slightly fewer pieces to fewer moving pieces to manage for that. The next steps on this are for me to play around with the possible alternatives of whether this should be done in Cirrus, CircleCI, or GitHub Actions, and then also whether we want to do this on every single commit to master, or whether we want to have latest not be quite the latest, but basically be a daily thing that happens rather than on every commit to master where we update it with the latest.
Okay, thank you.
Cool. All right, there are two PRs on the Pony tutorial.
Woo!
403, clarify that ref caps are specific to instances.
Pony tutorial. 403. Oh, yep. That looks like a good one. I assume that would have been merged by now.
Yeah.
Sweet. Yep. Okay. I'll merge it.
You want to go ahead? Yeah. Merge that. Boom. And then 402, interaction between zero argument constructors and syntactic sugar can be clearer.
This is your first update to the tutorial? I thought you already had some.
This is the first tutorial update, but not.
Yeah. I was surprised when it said first time contributor there. I was like, oh.
Yeah, this is great. So
I haven't read it yet, but there's a hawk and an owl. So.
Off to a good start already. Yeah, and this was in response to 401, which was in response to the videos that are being made. Which is pretty cool.
I like it. I think this is good. I'd merge it, and then we could close 401. Yeah.
Yep. Sounds good.
Boom, boom, confirmed. Hey, first time contribution there. All right, Andrew, way to go.
Woo!
Okay. 404 default ref caps on classes and objects.
Is this an issue?
This is an issue now, yes.
Yes, okay.
Sorry, I can't find this issue.
Pony tutorial, 404.
Ha 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 ha.
Sorry, yeah, we're still in Pony tutorial. Oh, I...
Wait,
okay. What? All right, what? All right.
I don't get it. Do I want to get it?
404?
Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. Where do I have to walk, swim, drive, and otherwise get to right now to beat you senseless for that? Where do I have to go? That was so awful.
All right.
I enjoyed it.
All right.
Oh, that this was
thing
horrible.
Happened. Let's move on. Let's move on. It's okay. Okay. Yeah. So confusing wording. I think I've almost, at this point, lost a lot of my ability to even fairly evaluate the wording on some of this stuff. So I will defer to people newer than me who have a better set of eyes on it and can actually...
I remember this conversation. I think it's very, very good. So... okay. So I want to go take a look at where this is in the tutorial. A link would have been nice. I'm gonna update it to have a link in a moment to reference capabilities, type qualifier, right? Reference
capabilities. Yeah, type qualifiers.
Type qualifiers. Yes, type qualifiers. Okay. I'm going to drop that link in here. Let's edit that. Update this just to make it a little easier for folks. Boom, boom. Link update. There we go. Yeah. All right. Much nicer. Okay. So type qualifier. Pony. Every use of the type has a reference key. Okay, so yep. I'm asking Eric if he'd be up for doing a PR for this. I think that like a slight tweak to his language that Ryan dropped in there would be really good for that.
Yep.
Because I mean this is in a. Because like a lot of the stuff that's covered there is specified later, right? Like right below, there's a how to write a reference capability, and it has the what does it mean when a type doesn't specify a reference capability, right? Type thing. So I think there's just a slight tweak here. but not a huge one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And then the last one here is 401, which we already discussed, was cleared by, handled by 402. So include information about constructors, no arguments.
Yep. Closed.
All right. And according to my list, that is all we've got. Does anybody else have anything else they want to discuss?
The only thing I have to discuss is one where I definitely want to make sure we have Sylvan and or Joe here. So no, nothing right now.
Okay. Sounds good. I will take everyone else's silence to mean that we're good. All right, everybody. Thank you for tuning in today, and we'll see you next week.